It was a grey and overcast afternoon, which felt ominous after such a thick and humid morning. The city streets were oppressive. The muggy heat and dense atmosphere of smoke was trapped by the overhanging clouds. As we walked through the streets, I waved a hatchet at those hurrying by. "All you women who are able," I called, "take up arms, hammers, swords and knives and march with me, an army of women. We will repel the enemy from the battlements." Many gaped at me, wide-eyed with disbelief, but others nodded and stopped what they were doing and joined us, some carrying pots, others clothes, irons, and some with chisels and hammers. Nearly all the new recruits were serving girls and peasant women. There was no time for any of them to learn battle skills. We headed straight into the action. A crowd of women had gathered south of the main gates. Many were yelling up to the men on the battlements, wailing like mourners as more and more men were taken out by arrows. "The belfry is almost level with the battlements and it is well fortified and can hold many soldiers," someone shouted. "They're climbing it now and others have tied their ladders together to make them longer," another woman told us as we neared. "We've killed hundreds, but the sheer numbers are overwhelming us. Come on, sisters," I called. "All of us, up to the wall, follow me." A shout of assent went up. Some of the older women hurried away, but the younger and stronger ones rose and we began to rush up the stairs, climbing higher and higher until we stood beside the archers on the battlements, struggling to reload their crossbows fast enough to pick off the encroaching enemy soldiers. The tops of the towers and the upper parts of the battlements blazed with rows of torchlight, burning stakes that were continually being replaced as they were hurled down. Captain Balagny was reigniting a torch and turned to see a seething mass of women storming the battlements with all manner of implements in their hands. I held my hatchets by my side. "What is this?" he demanded. "You're outnumbered," I yelled over the sound of battle cries from outside the city walls. "But no longer. The call's gone out and every woman who loves her city is here to defend it." His eyes left mine and fell on the girl beside me. "Giselle," he said in a panic, "go home to your mother immediately and lock yourself in the attic. We're about to fall to the bold. Run, hide away." "No, Papa," she said firmly as she cast off her stole and tore at the buttons on her wrists and began folding up the sleeves of her expensive silk blouse. "I will fight this fight because we can win it." "What?" he scoffed. "You and the cowards, daughter, and your motley crew of soft women. Get away from here now, girl. That's an order." Giselle looked at me and began to stammer something, but I ignored her and addressed Captain Balagny. "You can throw me in the stocks later," I said, "but right now you need us and we're here, so stand aside and let us all come up." I ripped off my bonnet and dropped it to the ground, letting my dark hair fall loose over my shoulders. My eyes bored into the captain's until he looked away. A shout went up nearby, a flash and scream of metal cut through the smoky air. Further along the stone battlements, I could see that the first armed Burgundians in their blue and white uniforms had climbed the belfry and were breaching the wall. They were emerging with swords, ready and engaging in hand-to-hand combat with our men. We had no time to lose. I ran to the edge and peered over. Spread over the fields as far as I could see were the Burgundian camps. Directly below us, the men-at-arms were clamouring over the scaffolding like insects, hundreds and hundreds of them lining up to begin the ascent. Further back, I could see crossbowmen arrayed in formation, aiming their flaming arrows toward us. One whizzed past my head so close that I felt the breeze of it. My heart was racing and my dirt-stained face was prickling with fear. I looked at the armory room tucked into a tower and turned and ordered the women to raid it for whatever they could find. "Grab yourselves longbows, pikes, whatever you can. Find them and go and chop them back. Push them, burn them, slash them. They cannot get onto the battlements or we are finished." I could see our men wrestling with the enemy soldiers and ran with my hatchets, yelling to embolden myself and calm my fear. Men beside me were wrenching off the helmets of the enemy as they came up against the wall. Then they rained hammer blows on their heads, disorienting them. The Burgundian soldiers were pushed back to fall screaming from the lofty scaffolding. I watched men fall away until they were as small as ants, smashing onto the stones below, some tumbling into the filthy bog of the moat. I could see a causeway that had been built across the moat, and from that, the belfry was strong and covered in humans, all surging forward. I felt as if I was moving in a dream, pushing at the enemy, struggling from their grip as they tried to cling to me. I could only wield one hatchet at a time and kept the other on my hip. Many of the women were hesitant when confronted with such brutality. Giselle was standing by, watching, her hands nervously running over a hammer. I lopped off a man's hand as it reached up, taking it clean off his arm, with the glove still intact. I felt bile rise in my throat as a spurt of blood splattered my tunic. "It's no use," one of the archers shouted back along the line. "They're coming too fast."